Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. We're live from Uncle Julio's in Arlington off of 20. As you can tell, there's plenty of people here, but we got plenty of room for more. If you want to come out and see us, we're going to do Cowboys win because Cowboys lose because in just a second. But I wanted to throw this out there. This is already astonishing. ESPN puts out their annual top 25 players under 25 by long-term potential, and Wemby is one. Then it goes Anthony Edwards, Cade Cunningham, Jalen Williams, and Alperen Sengun are the rest of the top five. Six, Amen Thompson, then Evan Mobley, and Cooper Flagg is number eight, already ahead of Chet Holmgren, despite only playing like 25, 30 games.
Two things to go along with that. One other thing that's kind of maybe new. Max Christie was asked about Ryan Nemhard. And he was like he's new to the lineup, so a lot of people don't know much about him, but they certainly do now. And so, Kevin, maybe he can make that list pretty soon, but also Sharon Moore's charges.
Yes.
Have you seen these?
Yeah.
Per criminal complaint, there's a felony charge of home invasion in the third degree, also charges of stalking and breaking and entering. And that's just, dude, what was going on in this dude's world?
Look,
this is happening right now.
And I'll tell you exactly, there's a couple of really disturbing things about this. I think if the rumors are substantiated, and since they're rumors, I'm not going to dive into them here, but there could be a lot of more bizarre information on the way. But also there's a report out that Michigan was made aware of some potential mental health incidents that the coach had gone through. And so that's always something you have to keep an eye out on. And it's just, it's a terrible situation the board.
Yeah. And then, you know, what's even wilder is, you know, because of that, here we are with like lots of other coaching movement things.
Right.
Because the business world of sports continues to move on.
Everything keeps moving, man. Everything. There are very few people that the world stops for.
Yeah.
And I ain't one of them. All right, let's do some Cowboys win because Cowboys lose because. But also, Corey, I realize I dropped the ball.
Cowboys tie because?
I'm not going to do Cowboys tie because.
All right.
But I dropped the ball with getting to one of the stories I really wanted to in Gridiron. I asked if Vegas was being disrespectful to these two teams. The Broncos and Patriots are both on 10-game winning streaks. They are both underdogs this weekend. Do you think that they are being disrespected by this news. And I believe they're both home teams, too.
Okay, so they're both underdogs this week.
So Patriots are home against the Bills, who they already beat.
Uh-huh.
And they're 1.5-point dogs. And then the Broncos are 2.5-point underdogs to the Packers, despite the fact, again, that the Broncos are also a home team in that game.
You know,
and they're 6-0 at home.
I think that, like, I think it might be a little disrespected. Also, might be playing the averages here because this win streak can't last forever, right? Like, that's the feeling for one. With the Bills, too, beating a team twice consecutively is always a tough thing. I mean,
sure.
I know three times is the number everybody always freaks out about, but being able to get that season sweep is kind of difficult anyway. So I see it. I understand why. But, yeah, dude, these teams, that is a little disrespectful for them to be at home in that kind of look, that kind of feel.
But, of course, I'll have to come back on Monday if both of those teams lose, and I'll be like, never mind.
Yeah.
Vegas always gets it exactly right. Okay.
Always?
No, and they don't, and that's why. A little bit of sarcasm there. All right, Cowboys win because Cowboys lose because who would like to start, and which side would you like to start with?
I'll start with win, Alec, if that's okay with you, good sir.
Go for it.
Thank you. Cowboys win because Minnesota will play too much man this week and doesn't know what they're doing whenever they play that much man. Have you seen these numbers?
Yeah, the top two receivers against man coverage in the league are CeeDee and Pickens.
5-15 and 4-10, and then Dak Prescott obviously at 1,274 yards this year, the best passing quarterback against man coverage. So I'm going to say that Flores says, you know what, I'm showing lots of disguises, but I'm going to drop back into man coverage. We're screwing over zone, and then it's too late because the Cowboys have already put 30 on them, and their offense can't score like that.
Alec, do you have a Cowboys win because? Would you like me to go to the text or me go?
For me, it is going to be somewhat similar to Corey's, but on the defensive side of the ball, the Cowboys will win because Brian Flores did not learn his lesson looking over some of the tape from throughout this season for the Cowboys, and he's going to try to blitz the hell out of Dak. And
mistake.
I think that is a huge mistake for any defensive coordinator to make, but especially one that I think is as good as Brian Flores is. They can't afford to let Dak get those free, easy, one-read plays off, which it seems like he always has something in the can ready whenever there is a blitz. If they're showing zero at the line of scrimmage, you see Dak make a check 9 times out of 10, and he's got some sort of man coverage blitz beating pattern that's going to go either over the middle of the field, or it's going to go to one-on-one coverage to George Pickens or CeeDee Lamb on the outside. So if Brian Flores gets cute like he did a couple weeks ago, talking about I'm going to blitz this guy off the bus, Dak is going to make him pay.
Okay, then this was my Cowboys lose because, and it goes exactly.
What the hell? I didn't even get to go yet.
It counters his Cowboys win. I want to stay on topic, Kevin.
Okay.
And so the topic here right now is Dak and the blitz. Listening to Shoddy this morning on Sean and RJ without Bobby. Which
because he was on RJ.
Yeah, K&C with Bobby. It was a fantastic show. But listening this morning, the Shoddy says that Flores does an amazing job of looking like you're bringing six, looking like you potentially bring in seven, and then you drop back and you don't bring anything. Or you look like you're going to bring nobody, and then all of a sudden seven people are coming at the quarterback. If Dak cannot cue it up and pre-snap see where that blitz is,
okay,
what that those disguises are, that's going to be a frustrating thing for Dak. That's what they did to Sam Darnold. Sam Darnold was like, I got this all figured out, man. And then all of a sudden, all these blitz packages were very exotic, and he was like, what are they actually doing? They look like they're going to bring the house, and then they don't. And now I'm dropping in coverage. They bring four, and they're able to get at me. So if Dak can't decipher the code of what Brian Flores is throwing out.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
He is fantastic against the blitz whenever he knows what's happening. The design pack, the disguise packages that Flores brings, very similar to what Belichick did back in the day because right. He was always making things uncomfortable for quarterbacks.
So I'm going to go Cowboys win because George Pickens is angry about folks complaining about his effort. Pickens has 130-plus receiving yards four times this season. Every single one of those games, he also had at least one touchdown. Look for that to happen again because he's angry about what people have been saying about him.
Kevin, I'd like to Cowboys lose because based on your comment.
What?
No, I'm just joking, actually. No, I love what you're saying about him being angry, and I also like that that was it when it came to his response to Richard Sherman.
Yeah.
He said what he said and then said, instead of continually adding to this, let me fuel the fire internally and come back out and show somebody else. And I bet that's Shoddy, too. I bet Shoddy's like, hey, dude, use that. Harness it, bring it back out, and let the hate flow on the field.
From the 945, this might be the most true thing, and I feel like you could copy and paste this every week. The Cowboys win because it's the Cowboys.
No, of course.
On the other hand, the Cowboys lose because it's the Cowboys.
It is definitely the Cowboys. That's
so
for
I
sure.
think that's fair. From the 817, Cowboys lose because it's primetime, nationally televised game, and all the haters love to kick us in the balls.
Do they?
That is, yeah. Oh, my God. Yes.
I don't think I've ever experienced any hate from the Cowboys before.
I think that you're lying. From the 972.
Hey, congratulations to Alec, by the way. I just wanted to say that.
Oh!
Nice job, buddy. You're
man,
a winner.
Alec has been winning a lot of these. You won standing room only.
What if he didn't want a lady to know that or something, you know? Now all of them are going to call him up and be like, I want to go to the
game. You know what? Because if, theoretically, Alec were seeing somebody... I don't know.
Yeah.
This would be the new phase where they listen all the time.
Yeah.
But eventually you'll get to the phase where they rarely listen, and then you'll get to the phase where they never listen.
I'm there.
So,
hurt.
Yeah.
I've been married for a while.
Me too. From the 972.
Does that hurt your feelings, or do you feel a little freer?
I have told
feel like
my
you can
wife.
Say more things now.
I've told my wife it hurts my feelings.
Because
she used to listen, and she was like, I heard your segment about this, and I make reference to things on the show, and she's like, oh, what did you guys discuss today? And I'm like, I don't even know
That's
why.
It.
From the 972. Cowboys win because they get five sacks, and then they added that the Vikings are the fifth most sacked team in the NFL. I like that. Alec, do you gotta Cowboys lose because?
Cowboys lose because they get cued on defense and decide they want to try new things. And why do I say that? Because what have we been knocking Matt Eberflus for, especially in the first like maybe 2 months of the season, was the coverages that he was running. Well, guess what? Matt Eberflus might actually have a good day against J.J. McCarthy because J.J. McCarthy stinks against zone coverage. His completion percentage, third lowest in the NFL versus zone. Yards per attempt, the absolute lowest in the NFL versus zone. He is not that great in a, if you like the PFF numbers and stuff, his grade is just a 61 against zone coverages this season. So he's not that great. You know, some of his numbers against man here and there aren't that great either. He just hasn't been consistent. We know that. But if Matt Eberflus starts pressing and he's like, I don't like what happened last week, I need to switch things up and try to press a little bit or something, that's when a Justin Jefferson can break free and make J.J. McCarthy look a lot better than he actually is. So just stick with your keys, and for once, one time this season, Matt Eberflus, keep doing what you're doing, buddy.
From the, man, I like that. From the 2-on-4, Cowboys win because J.J. McCarthy is essentially still in his rookie season. Cowboys lose because their defense is 64th best out of 32 teams.
Yep. Yep.
That hurts. Now, I'm going to go to the other side of the ball. Cowboys lose because the Vikings forced them to punt more than two times. All right, here's a couple of things that are at play here. The Vikings have given up a league low 106 passing first downs. Next team on that list is 115. So they're the best in the league by a lot. Mm-hmm. And then there's this. The Vikings have forced three and outs on 25.5% of their drives this season.
Gross.
So that's every four drives they force a three and out. That's sixth best in the NFL. And so if you assume the Cowboys get give or take eight drives, that would lend itself to two punts.
Mm-hmm.
If you punt the ball more than two times, I think you're going to lose this game.
Kevin, I appreciate you for that, because that was what I started against the Panthers.
Yes.
I was like, look, you asked me, hey, what's success?
And what happened?
You cannot punt three times. If you punt three times, you're screwed, because
and they did and they lost.
And consistently, that Cowboys defense wasn't able to. Now it seems like you're hopeful that the Cowboys defense can be better, right? Because but dude, they gave up 40 points again, you know. And go back and look, they stuffed the Raiders, and then the points the trajectory kept going up and up and up. And so you're in that place where, was the defense really that much better? And we got to figure that out as we go along. From the
can I please read the one that I love? Because a lot of times it's insightful detail.
Well, this one's a 206. Cowboys win because the KNC has two handsome gents, and the Vikings just aren't good. Which one of you was
Shut
that?
Up, everybody.
Which one thinks we're handsome? Raise your hand.
Everybody.
All right.
I take a compliment from anybody.
Appreciate that. And then somebody said the Cowboys win because purple uniforms
yes!
are stupid. Is that the one you want?
That is the one. Because, look, sometimes...
I'm sorry, TCU.
Insightful breakdown on football specifics. Sometimes let's throw nuance out the window. I do that all the time. They're going to win because purple uniforms are stupid.
That's pretty much how Battle of the Beast was decided. You know,
yes.
Back in the day, whenever Colby would roll that out there for us.
And then, Alec, I feel like you will appreciate this. For the 214, take Alec on a remote next time. Got him in studio looking like Zordon off the Power Rangers. That's the big-headed fella, right, who is their boss or whatever?
I kind of do look like your overlord on the fan cam right now. It's kind of cool.
Okay, now I got to go pull the fan cam up.
Can we reflect on that show for just a second? So you have a grown man who nobody can see because he's in an undisclosed location recruiting all these high school kids. He's like, I think you got special powers. Come to my base. Like, that feels weird, right?
Well, I mean, it's no weirder than a rat raising a bunch of turtles to be ninjas.
Interesting point. He was like their dad.
Yeah.
You know what? I don't.
And
like
he gave them weapons.
I don't like that
comparison.
He
was like, here, take these nunchucks.
All right, fine. As long as we're doing that. Nobody can change my mind that magician on the original Frosty the Snowman animated special should not be allowed within 200 feet of a school. Nobody can change my mind about that. If you're like, oh, I haven't seen that in a while, go back and watch it. All right,
dude.
That dude should not be allowed near a school.
And I know that I watched it a lot as a kid, the Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer claymation thing.
Right.
It's terrifying now, though. Like, it's very scary to watch that. And then they did the second one that was even worse.
Oh, I don't know if I know. Is that the Island of Misfit Toys
one or whatever? Yeah, that one was terrifying.
Yeah, yeah. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan.
Thanks for listening to us anyway.
Yeah, you know, exactly.
Despite all this.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash.
Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.